Podtacular, episode 292, Ying Bell, for the week of June 3rd, 2012.
Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, episode 292. I'm your host, Deathstorm.
I'm your co-host, Daftlink.
And we're still missing Greg. I think he's still trying to figure out his job situation. But to replace him tonight, we have Jack from Cyberlane Films.
Hello.
Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, it's 5 episodes. I think if I fit once every 5 episodes, that's pretty good.
Well, the last one you were on was a MLG-related show.
No, it wasn't. It was the Armory, Halo 4 Armory.
Oh,
Armory, yeah. Yeah, that's why it went up to 25,000
oh,
downloads.
Oh, that's right. You were that one. Yeah, Green Skull keeps on taking that title for himself.
Well, no, we're taking the title together. We already agreed on that one.
Did you tweet him on that?
I mentioned it on his video, and he agreed with it.
Ah, I see. So, okay, yeah, Halo 4 Armory. Forgot about that. Still getting downloads, too, which is strange. I think we're almost up to 25,000 now. So
they just love my tone.
Or the combo of both of you, I don't know. It could be creepy. I don't know what would happen if we did both of you guys again. It'd be really, really, really scary.
We'll see. It'll happen sooner or later.
It is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so we're here tonight to talk about some of the leaked content that came out for Halo 4 over the past week and a half. And just as a disclaimer, all the stuff that we're talking about is unofficial content from various sources and not from 343. So any of the stuff that we talk about tonight may or may not be actual things that's in the final game, or we basically just won't take them at the word of what 343 is until 343 officially comes out and say something, which they might do tomorrow at E3. So until then, these are simply rumor and speculation, and we will treat them as such. But it is...
Oh, you never know. When they post it to Halo Waypoint, then you'll know it's good.
Well, yeah. If. But, I mean, that's our stipulation, though, is if. Yeah. But these are at this point, rumors, because depending on when these were recorded or taken, they could have been phased out a long time ago in builds, or some of them might be in there, and I'm sure a lot of the stuff is in there, but we're just going to take everything with a grain of salt and just say everything right now is rumor and speculation. So, with that said, we have three sets of screenshots, and the first one is just a small group of three, and do you guys have the links open?
I can open it right now. I did have them open. I'll open it again.
Well,
okay, I got it open.
Yeah, I have the Microsoft Word thing open. Right. Give me a sec. All
right. Well, those are just my thoughts on them, so they may differ.
I love someone blacking out the names.
Yeah.
On the first image, beautifully done in Paint.
Yeah. Whenever they ignore the spelling issues on my thing, but yeah, they probably blur that out for a reason so that they don't get caught. But so the first three screenshots, you can't really tell much from them, and you can find these on a lot of places on the internet. We're not going to directly link to them because they are spoiler like stuff. So if you're interested in going to look for them, you can search for them on Google or YouTube, and you can find them there, but we're not going to like directly link you to them, but we will kind of discuss what we see in them. So these first three sets of images, it looks like the game type that's being played is some kind of territories map or territory game type.
It looks like just a blinged up version of 3-plot, to be honest.
So, and it looks like for one team is orange and one team is purple. And depending on your team, it looks like you're either defending or capturing. And one of the interesting things about it is the two little indicators that we see throughout the pictures is either reclaim or capture. So that leads me to believe that one team is initially defending all of the territory points or plot points, and that they can recapture them back later. So it's more like actual neutral territories, except there's a team that's initially defending.
I hear what you're saying, but I think it's just like a normal like territory. It's just like accumulating points. So every single every second you get 2 points if you have two territories, and just teams. I think it's actually saying capturing because that guy is capturing B at the point, but it's still going to say reclaim because he's purple team. I think.
That looks like capture, dude. That last letter is an E.
I can only see the up to the U. I can't see anything past that.
No, that's it. Definitely says capture.
Oh, okay. Maybe you set me off. I don't know.
There's capture and reclaim, so I don't know if... I mean, reclaim is for when...
Well, no, the reclaim is just showing you where the area is. I think it's just a marker above the B saying this area you need to reclaim, so you know you don't just have to look down the bottom to see which ones you have.
Yeah, but wouldn't it say capture?
Well, reclaim, capture, it means you've lost it, so you want to get it back.
Right, but then why does it say capture for the other team? The only thing that would make sense in my head for that to happen is that one team is initially on defense, and the captures can still go back and forth.
Hmm.
So almost like
maybe.
Almost like Battlefield 3 in the
Rush.
Yeah, no, not Rush.
Conquest.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Where one team starts off holding a lot of points. And they have fewer tickets than the other team, and the other team can come in and capture all the points, but they can still go back and forth. So one team is essentially defending to start off with, and the other team is on the offensive.
So will you also say that this has to do with killing as well?
Since any of these screens, we don't have the score on there, so we don't know. We don't know if it's based off of time, which conquest is, or if it's based off of kills.
I think this is just basically a different version of territories. It looks like a different version of territories, to be honest. It may even just be like territories, but just slightly change the rules. I don't think it's going to rely on killing as well.
Maybe.
But we'll see. Who knows?
I don't know. Or you could do something where... it's like if you hold two territories, you get 2 points whenever you get a kill or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly how that works. Because that would be like... And here's the comparison again, Call of Duty. Where it's like if you're holding 2 out of 3 points, you get double the score. So I don't know if it's kind of a combination of both of those, or what's going on here.
Well, that's just 3-plot. Right. If you're talking about like you get scores depending on that, that's just 3-plot from Reach. So.
Right, but we don't know... Because we don't have any... The only HUD elements that we see is basically that's surrounding the reticle. We could barely see the reticle, the weapon that they're using, and the markers for the hills. So we don't know how the scoring system works for whatever this game type is.
I'll be honest though, looking at the map as I already told you, I mean I know it doesn't make any sense, but just from that second and third screenshot, it does look similar to Death Island. Like, just part of it does look similar.
The
like
architectures of the buildings do, yeah. I agree with that. But the layout of the map, I think, is not going to be that way.
Well, it's slightly different, but you got that massive base, you got the mountain in the background, and you got that cave to the side. That was, I don't know which base that was, but that was definitely one of the bases. So, I don't think it would be, but maybe they've just basically drawn off that. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Because... Well, this map is in some of the other screens as well, so I mean we can comment on it further when we get to those. It's in the third set of screenshots.
Cool.
It's actually in all three sets, believe it or not. one of the other things in the first screenshot that we see that is kind of revealed in some of the later screenshots is what looks like a hard light shield, which is going to be one of the
power-ups.
One of the armor abilities. So
It looks like, I would say, a Forerunner version of the Jackal Energy Shield. Is that what it looks like to you guys?
It pretty much looks like that, but with the way it's like patterned, do you think like if you shot one of them, like that bit would disappear?
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. I'm not.
I mean, like, is it just like the whole shield where it'll just slowly go red and then disappear? But I think it'd be cooler if like each separate section, you have to shoot each separate section. So if you shot the top, you could then shoot the head.
Yeah, I don't know. So, that'd be interesting to see if that, how that happens.
Because otherwise, I don't understand why. I mean, apart from that, that looks cooler, I guess. But I don't understand why they'd have those little sections.
Right, and it could just be the design of the shield.
Yeah. But I think that would be cool if you could like shoot out a section
that
and
would
then
be cool.
You know, because then the shield would become useless if you could just pop their head off.
Well, it wouldn't be completely useless.
Well, no, well, it would stop some coming
right.
in. But obviously, if you got someone spraying you with an assault rifle, that shield's going to deplete very quickly.
Well, then another thing with the shield is it looks like with how this person is doing it, it pops out into third person view.
Yeah.
And you can't shoot at the same time.
Well, you never know. He might just be deploying
right,
it at the
true.
Time. So, I mean, obviously with the drop shield, you always went into third person mode and the bubble shield to look at that.
Right. And you pop. Yeah.
Yeah. So he might just be deploying it right now because his arms are crossed, but who knows?
That's possible.
We need more information.
We'll get more information. In time.
Time
a lot of the, I don't think we'll get any if much information on multiplayer at E3 because we've already been given a lot through Game Informer anyways.
Oh, yeah.
And they already said that they're going to focus a lot on the campaign stuff for E3.
Well, that's what we hope for because we got a lot to go on multiplayer, so we need more on campaign
right.
anyway. Find out what's actually going on, what the enemy is, although we pretty much guessed.
Yeah. So... But you guys need to watch E3.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And if you miss it live, then go watch the recording because they'll have recordings up like 3 hours after it airs.
You need to take a sign saying Podtacular on it so people can see you.
Yeah, if you're at E3, represent.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see if they address these leaks to E3 or not.
They,
you know, or if they if they were going to all along. And so they just conveniently let these slip out.
Well, I don't think this is something that you just conveniently let slip out.
Because well, the way the screenshots
were
taken.
For the video that I originally had in the my little word thing, it's actually been removed.
Ooh.
So I found a new video on there that's still up. But, I mean, Microsoft is going through and removing these things as it can.
And also you can tell by the fact that it's slightly slanted, the top picture. It just looks like someone's just like got their phone out and taken a picture without anyone knowing.
Well, yeah, that's how these leaks happen.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like they properly tried to leak it out. It just looks like
Well, this is how leaks have happened in the past. It's always been like shaky cam, blurry.
Well, yeah, but it's not being leaked out by 343 is what I mean. I think it's just some random person who looked at some
right.
footage. And
someone who knew someone who knew someone who knew someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and yeah, that's how leaks have happened, and that's how they're going to happen. For the most part.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the second set, unless you guys have any other comments.
Yep. Let me just get that open. And we're
so
good.
So, the second set of Halo 4 pictures is a set of 8, and the first few are actually regarding the loadouts that you're going to have for multiplayer. So, each loadout has 6 elements contained to them, according to these screenshots. And in the first screenshot, we see that the loadout elements are primary weapon, secondary weapon, grenade, armor ability, tactical package, and support upgrade. Now, the first four are pretty standard per Reach. You have your primary, secondary, and armor ability. And in terms of grenade, you weren't... you could define like which grenade you spawned with. So those four were already pretty much in loadouts to begin with. The two new things that we have is tactical package and support upgrade. Now, we're not really sure what support upgrade means. Because on the screen that we have, there's none. And there's not another screen that lists out what the support upgrades are. So, to speculate on speculation, what would you guys think support upgrade means? Would that be... I'm thinking that's the weapon drops that you control.
Yeah. I thought for a moment tactical package was weapon drop, but do with the word firepower in there, that just looks like a perk.
Yeah. Yeah. So the support upgrade seems like it's one of those drop things. Yeah. And if you read up on the HBO summaries of the New York VIP event, you guys know that one of the D-pad arrows were assigned to a special drop that were associated with these random heavy weapon drops. So I have a feeling that's what that's going to be.
Yeah. It makes sense, because also you wouldn't want to have one unloaded straight away, unlocked straight away. You'd want to have to unlock it, so.
So.
That makes sense.
And the nice thing about these, from what we heard on the VIP event, is that you just can't hit the thing whenever you want. There's a certain time frame that you have to wait in order for it to go. And I'm assuming what's going to happen is that you'll probably have one per team, and whoever uses their first cancels it out for the rest, so you only get one like every 2 or 3 minutes or something like that per team.
It'll be interesting to see. Loadouts also seem to be unlocked by leveling, but we were pretty confident on that anyway.
Right, unless you get the limited edition, which you get 6 of them to start off with.
Getting that. Oh.
Any true Halo fan should get it.
Oh, but. Yeah. With how much extra content we're getting?
Yeah, stimulate the economy.
With how much extra content we're getting, you should be getting that.
Yeah, it is a good deal for $100, definitely. You get a lot of good content. You know, it was the DLC voucher. The pass for the 3 DLC map packs over time.
Yeah, so that's $90, and then everything else that you get extra. Like, you get the entire copy of Forward Unto Dawn. Wrapped in there.
I mean, that's a movie. That's just a DVD.
Right. That's $15 for the price of Tim, plus all these extra goodies that you're getting.
Yeah, they really got a good deal here. It's going to give the Borderlands 2 Ultimate Loot Chest Edition a real run for its money come this fall. You know?
I mean, the only downside to pre-ordering now is all of these retailers have their own special pre-order.
Mm.
Oh, I came up with a bit of an algorithm to solve that problem.
Oh.
So, you'll love this. So this takes about $80 to $90 around there. So go to all these retailers and put $5 down pre-order. Each retailer has a unique bonus. But at one of them, pay it fully off. So on launch date, go to the one you paid off, purchase it, purchase the game, and then on your receipt you'll get your bonus code. Write the bonus code down, then go return the game, get your $60 back.
Actually...
Take that. Yeah, you could do that.
No, for some of these places, they're saying that you'll get the code a few days later after you get the game.
Ooh.
As separate
well,
things.
See, then they've anticipated this idea. I'll finish though. So and then take that same $60 and just like kind of like rinse and repeat. Go to every store you pre-ordered, use the $60. You know, buy it, write the code down, return it, get the $60 back. Rinse, repeat, and then the final store you go to, like, actually keep that copy, and like then you'll have all the bonus codes written down, and then you'll have your game. That's my, that was the idea.
Right.
But
I wasn't going to do that necessarily, but it's just the solution to that issue of the different retailer bonuses.
But with all of those armor effects and all that, are they definitely not going to be available in the game unless you purchase it from that retailer?
Well, that's the question.
Because I don't think it will be.
What is the question?
I really don't think so. I think it'll be similar in that sense to like all the stuff you got from Halo 3. Like, you said you could unlock Recon in Halo Reach and all that stuff, and then everyone was getting it. It was just like, what's
actually,
this?
That last armor piece you don't get.
Well, you got,
unless
you
have
the most
code.
Of it. But yeah. But I think that all of these will be able to be unlocked, just maybe not by leveling. Like, you might have to do some special things.
Right.
Like, work
well,
for,
and,
three, four, three, four, three.
I mean, not to compare games again, but in, like, Battlefield 3, where you have, you could get those tags, depending on where you bought it from. The dog tags.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone's going to have their own independent one to start off with, but maybe there's a way to unlock the skins throughout the game
from all these other retailers.
So it
that'd be good if they made like if they made something like a Vidmaster for unlocking those armors.
Oh, well, I wouldn't necessarily say like a Vidmaster, but
Well, they should bring Vidmasters back.
That they should. They should.
I mean, I don't think I've had as much fun as I had on trying to get those Vidmasters, especially Deja Vu and Endor.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
oh, Endor. I mean, I guess, but I mean, the real fun.
Endor was a real test of patience.
Yeah. The real actual really fun one was the ghost on the last level, in my opinion.
Oh, well, that's true.
Endor was a little more. You really needed skill, but sometimes. But the ghost one, that was just like silliness. That was fun.
It's like follow me and don't fall behind.
Yeah.
So. Lots of fun. They bring them lots of fun.
But we'll see.
I actually did that run multiple times.
Yeah, Vidmaster Annual, I think I did double digits times, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people that were asking for your help.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the whole point. People just said, oh, I haven't got this. Do you want to do it? Yeah? It's fun.
There's still people on the forums asking to do Endor.
Oh, not Endor. No, screw Endor. Annual, fine. I'll do annual, not endure.
Who plays ODST anymore?
A few people for fun.
Game, I still get views on my Good Samaritan Naughty Naughty achievement guide on my channel.
Oh yeah, same with us. We still get views and comments saying looking to do endure because that's what our
people,
video ended up being.
People are going back
section.
And playing ODST for some reason, and I think it's because it's leading up to Halo 4. People that just got into Reach want to know a little bit of the backstory.
But how much is ODST really going to be needed to understand 4 better?
Not that much.
Not overly, I don't think. Not even
but,
at all, really.
The storyline on ODST is one of the better Halo storylines.
Well, it was more human story, I think, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Definitely had more originality to it.
It was more character story at the end of the day.
Yeah. But
I think we kind of drifted off here.
Well,
what I was going to say was, speaking of Vidmaster Annual, I did it one time, with these people, and there was this girl. We were helping this girl get it. I think it was a girl and some other guy. Me and my friend. Shout out to Venom. Woo! And so we get to the part where we're on the ghost. We're going through the everything's blowing up around us. We're on those panels that fall under you that area.
Yeah.
And we got really far, and we got to this one point. Where apparently girl driver, right? So she goes off like the side of the cliff basically in her ghost, and then a checkpoint pops up, and so she kept dying, but they kept getting back to the checkpoint. And she kept dying, like there was no way she could get out of it, and so we like okay fine, so we went back and did the whole thing all over again. And it took forever.
That sucks. I remember one time I think I was doing it with Pork, and we were getting someone his the same thing, but he hadn't completed the actual campaign on Legendary yet, and that was the last mission he needed. And so we were doing Annual at the same time. So he got the achievement for Legendary, but someone had died literally just before the cutscene. And so he got the achievements for completing the campaign, but didn't get Annual. And so he quit out. And then we had to do it all over again to get Annual, because he didn't get Annual, because someone had died literally just before the cutscene.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
That really sucks.
We weren't too unhappy. It was fun.
Yeah.
Gone topic.
Yep.
Back to topic. The second image in this second set actually goes in detail about the armor abilities that are available to us. First one is the Auto Sentry. That's a new one. Promethean Vision, Regeneration Field, which is a new one. Hologram, Hard Light Shield, Active Camouflage, and Thruster Pack. Now, Auto Sentry, again with the comparison, is probably going to be similar to the Sentry in Call of Duty.
Yep.
The Promethean Vision, we already have information about. The Regeneration Field, I'm assuming that's going to be similar to the thing in Halo 3.
Oh, right, yeah. I think it's going to be more like a bubble shield. Like a bubble shield where you stand to regen health.
I don't know if it's going to be the... Because it says field. It doesn't say regeneration shield. Says field. So I'm thinking it's going to be
okay.
3 from Halo 3.
But I mean, it's just going to regenerate your health. That's
right.
Is. Hologram, we know, obviously.
Hardlight Shield is...
Hardlight Shield. I couldn't read that.
We just talked about that.
Yeah. And,
active Camo.
And, well, I mean, if Active Camo is that, I mean, are they taking, like, the blue Active Camo and, like, red Overshield off the maps then? Are they not existing anymore?
No, I'm assuming it would be similar to Reach, where you have the Active Camo armor ability, but you can still have the Active Camo and the Overshield power-up.
Hmm. True.
I mean, that's what I did in Reach. I'm assuming they wouldn't change it for this.
I guess. Kind of add a new aspect to the map.
So, I think those two things are still going to be in there. Overshield, Camo, and Custom power-up is I think it's going to be in Halo for the rest of it, of Halo's lifespan. I'll see any reason for them to take it out. So, and then Thruster Pack is probably very similar to the Jetpack that we have in Halo Reach. So we really only have three new things in this list. The Yellow Sentry, the Regeneration Field, and the Hard Light Shield.
And we discussed one of them, and we know pretty much... We can guess easily what the other two are going to be.
And the Hard Light Shield is probably comparable to the deployable cover that we have in Halo 3.
Yeah.
Except you just carry it around. Yeah, I don't know if it's actually... Because in that first screenshot, we can't really tell if he's just deploying it, maybe it'll be on the ground, or if it's actually like a personal handheld shield, like the Jackal Shield is.
I think it'd be good if you could like just carry it around with you and then just use it for like powerful melees.
Like the Riot Shield from Call of Duty.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, that'd be horrible.
Well, it seems comparisons just seem to keep coming and coming. We stopped trying, but they seem to keep arriving. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things about, and there have been some videos about this recently come out that I've noticed, is a lot of the better AAA titles have a lot of good ideas, and unless you incorporate those ideas into some of these other games, you're not going to be able to compete as well, and you're not necessarily copying an experience by doing it that way. You're kind of implementing it in your own way. So everyone that's saying that Halo 4 is just copying Call of Duty, they're not copying Call of Duty. It's just that Call of Duty has some good ideas. Halo has some good ideas. Gears has some good ideas. Battlefield has some good ideas. Medal of Honor has some good ideas. And whatever other first-person AAA title shooters out there has good ideas. Everyone's going to...
But they've all drawn from each other.
Yeah, everyone's going to implement some kind of ideal from them. Because everyone is copied off of everyone else at some point.
I'm just wondering, go back to the screenshot. Does that say War Games top left behind the actual thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mass Effect is going to be called War Games.
They announced that. That was in the press release. That was back a month ago.
Whoops. You can cut that bit out. I look like an idiot.
It's okay.
No, we'll leave it in.
It's okay.
No, fine. Leave it in.
You made a Ying Bell.
Oh, no. Goodness. I was going to say that.
Do you want to explain that for the people since you just brought that up and it's the title of the podcast?
Okay, sure. So this is something that Destiny came up with.
No, you're not including me in this.
On a lazy Sunday afternoon, this is you know, all rights reserved, you know, trademark and podtacular. This is a podtacular creation. So it's like the word email, you know, like your email, your online mail. So like you say the word email like in a weird voice, like email. Email, email, email. It's like vaguely, it can turn into like email, Yingbell, email, Yingbell, like Yingbell. So then you get Yingbell, and then you like Yingbell, and so Yingbell can turn into like Ying Yang email. But Yingbell is just such a great word. So.
So if you want to know how to say Ying Bell, like Deathlink wants you to, basically just imagine like you're climaxing and say email is basically how you say Ying Bell.
Wait. Describe that for our younger listeners. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, back on topic. Thank you for that short description into the title of our show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The third screenshot in this set is listing out the tactical package stuff. We have fire, and this is all new stuff. Firepower, resupply, grenadier, awareness, shielding, and AA efficiency. I'm assuming what
they're
these
really
tactical...
They forgot to add Yingbell into there.
And Yingbell. Yingbell.
Yeah, that's actually confirmed. Well, yeah, in the league, that's you have to mention one of the things in tactical package is Yingbell.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to be, I'm serious. There's rumors. Yingbell is either going to be tactical package or could be very well be one of the new power weapons in Halo 4 is the Yingbell.
Ah.
It'll be the self-destruct button that you can use to commit suicide.
or it's Halo's version of the Moab.
We've contacted 343 for comment on the leak of the Yingbell, and they have yet to respond.
Leading us to believe it's legit.
Confirmed.
Yes. Yeah.
Confirmed.
They're cowering. Yeah, they're cowering. They're so embarrassed that their newest coolest weapon has been uncovered by sleuths.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Let's go through some of these tactical packages, though. I guess we'll talk about the Yingbell if we get to it.
No, we don't need to talk about the Yingbell. But firepower, is that just like increased bullet damage?
I'm guessing a bigger clip.
No, because, bigger clip, the ammo, that makes sense. But resupply is just more ammo.
Yeah, resupply is more ammo. Grenadiers, more grenades. Awareness, is like an enhanced radar.
Yeah, like a wider range, maybe.
Maybe.
Shielding, I think you just get extra shielding at whatever time you want. So if your shields are down, there you go. You got extra shielding back. But AA efficiency?
I'm guessing that means anti-air.
Yeah. But, like auto-locking for rocket launchers or something?
I don't think so.
Possibly. Maybe a rocket that is harder. Just, sometimes like in Reach you can lock on with rockets, but like they don't always hit. Maybe it makes them like more accurate.
Well, in Halo 3 you couldn't auto lock, but in Reach you can. So maybe with the anti-air you can actually auto lock, but then you can't auto lock if you don't have it.
Mm.
Maybe that's something that they're doing.
It's a possibility.
And probably, you can't lock on to land vehicles with rockets, but you can lock on the air. So maybe the anti-air, that maybe you can lock. I don't know. It's probably something with the lock-on for the rocket launcher.
It seems like it. Or other weapons that can do lock-on, like railgun, perhaps. Who knows?
I don't know if railgun has a lock-on because it's pretty much shooting straight.
Wouldn't it be great if, you see this massive, pulsing, plasma thing firing towards you and it locks on?
That's called the fuel rod.
What? Well, no, the fuel rod doesn't lock on,
does it?
Yeah,
it
does. Oh, okay.
It can.
If you have a good shot
in the past. And you can tell that whenever you're playing campaign or firefight, those fuel rods actually do kind of track you a little bit. They don't turn very sharply, but they do track you, which is, in my opinion, kind of stupid. But possibly some tracking involved. Firepower? I'm not sure. Maybe it's increased bullet damage, or maybe it's just a bigger clip.
Mm.
Or maybe we have a flamethrower. There's some wild speculation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it should bring the flamethrower back. It's a sorely missed weapon.
It is. Well, it's never been... The only time it's been on the console is Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
And ODST.
Well, Halo 3 ODST is Halo 3.
But it's a different game.
And the same engine.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, I see your point. I see your point. Point taken. God. Screw you, too.
Yeah, you're a real Yingbell, Dusty.
Sure, thanks. Okay.
Well, what about the next one? I mean, the next few don't really have... I can't see anything obvious that's new.
Right, the... Only thing from the, let's see, image 5 is we have the, I think what's being termed the rocket or grenade pistol. I think that might be what he's holding, or maybe it's a target designator.
It looks more like a target designator to me.
Well, the pistol wouldn't have that little screen thing on it. So, yeah, probably target locator, actually. But why would you have a target locator? Oh, what if that's actually the drop? What if that's the drop thing for your heavy weapons drop?
So you pick it out and say, I want it there.
Right.
So,
comparison. The Call of Duty support package.
That would make sense if it wasn't for the fact that, I mean, is it going to come from the sky or just appear there?
No, because it looks like they've got a roof. It's coming from the sky. I think it's going to be how in Halo Reach you have the Ordnance drops, where it just shoots down from the sky.
Yeah, because it looks like there's a roof where he's aiming. That makes no sense.
Well, he might not be using it yet. He might just have it out, getting ready to use it.
Who would have it out if you're not going
to
use it?
Well, I mean, maybe he's about to turn the corner and throw it down. I mean, I don't know. This is all speculation, so I'm speculating.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good for the ordnance drop to actually have like a marker rather than just say, I want it here. Just so I actually want it right there on top of someone's head. That'd be good if you like see someone, because they can kill obviously ordnance drops.
Well,
if you see a sniper camping in the distance, you can just like put it on their head.
Right. It seems like that might be something that can be determined in a custom game setup. Whether or not you wanted the players to determine where to drop it or have it drop randomly. Because what it sounds like from the New York VIP event, it was a dropping at random location. You just were able to say, okay, I want to drop now, but you didn't have any control of where the drop was. So maybe with this thing, you can toggle on and off whether or not the person can choose where they want this thing to drop.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the only, from those two screens, that we can really glean from.
The next one looks like the fabled gun.
Which one? It's not the rail gun.
Well, it looks like it's definitely a new
gun. It's a new gun, yeah.
But it's got a similar look to the beam rifle.
It does,
in that sense.
At least it's not the focus rifle. Or I wouldn't want to see the focus rifle back, to be honest.
It has just a tint of the Ying Bell.
Mm.
Just a slight hint of that weapon.
Indeed. I wish we had more detail of the Ying Bell.
The
Ying Bell is in Halo Reach. What are you talking about?
Mm. The thing is, with that, it doesn't look like it has like a sniper, the reticule. The reticule doesn't look like a sniper.
No, and it looks very Covenant-like, because all the Covenant reticles are at the angles and not... Because if you look at all the human ones, all the human weapons, they're up, down, left, right reticles. They're horizontal and vertical, where all the Covenant ones are very angular. So I'm assuming this is a Covenant weapon.
But what did the beam rifle reticule look like? I can't remember. It's been so long since I played.
The two little moon things on the side? The two little crescent moons on either side was the beam rifle. Very tiny.
I'm gonna have to check this because I cannot remember.
Gosh, I even remember. Yeah, it's the two little crescent moons on the side. On the sides. Do I need to look it up for you?
I'm
okay. To do okay. It right well, now. While you search cannot. That, the next screenshot down there is the pistol. Not Magnum, pistol. The design is the silver, and it looks very much like the pistol, not the Magnum. And then he's looking at the weapon pickup for the railgun. And then in the last one, we think that's the railgun on the bottom. Now, we're not exactly sure if that is the railgun, but we're pretty sure that's what it is. Even though the railgun doesn't have a scope. So I'm guessing anything on that little screen that we're going to have is probably like a count of what rounds are left in it, or maybe a charge meter on it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And one thing I noticed in some of the other screenshots that are actually in the next set, but... Ghost icons are actually, it doesn't seem like they're just circular anymore. It seems like if you look at the last screen on this one, and then if you have the other set of screens open, if you look at the
What, you mean set three?
Yeah, so the last one of this set, and then I think the, like, the 12th screenshot of the next one, the ghost actually is triangular. The little indicator looks like a triangle. Or, not a triangle. What's that shape called? It's not a triangle, but it has, on the flat sides, it's indented. So, the...
Prism?
Yeah, what? I guess that's better than... Well, I don't know if that's better than triangle. But if you look at these screenshots, the little indicator on the radar for the vehicles are different than just the dot that you normally get from moving around.
Yeah, because, I mean, for a vehicle, it just used to be a bigger dot, right. Which used to be annoying.
Yeah. And then we can't...
Sorry. I mean, that would be good, if, for example, a ghost could be a triangle, a warthog could be a square, you know, different, so you know what vehicle's actually coming around the corner, rather than just having to guess.
Right. And you could actually probably tell which direction they're facing to by how the triangle is oriented. Also, we can't really tell what the reticle looks like. It looks like there might be a red bar on top that's showing the charge status. And then the reticle in the middle, I don't know, it looks like the picture's blurred enough to we really can't tell what the reticle looks like.
Is this image 8 again?
Yeah, the last one in that second set.
Okay. It's
it's hard to tell.
It looks like the railgun anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's definitely the railgun. The design of it definitely matches the blueprint that we've seen.
Yeah, but from the image we saw in 287, it looks pretty much the same.
Right. Yeah.
The question is, what is he aiming at?
I don't know. Maybe there's someone walking down that ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Ying Bell walking down that ramp.
Oh, be careful, that Ying Bell.
Looks like a good gun to kill Ying Bells with.
So the railgun is now the Ying Bell killer.
A little bit, yeah. Oh,
goodness gracious. That's bad. That's really, really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
We might as well go into the third set.
Yeah, let's do
now.
This third set. The final set of images that we have so far.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's 18 screens in this set.
So we'll go through these a little bit quicker.
Well, we won't hit every one of them because a lot of them are just kind of repeat of some of the stuff we were talking about. But for this first one, we have a zoom in of something. I don't know if this is like a HUD zoom or maybe this is a zoom of something else. Because the reticle that looks very reminiscent of the turret. Like the reticle in the zoom looks like a turret reticle, which is, I don't know, it's weird in and of itself. But this is probably some weapon zoom of some kind. I'm just not sure what it is yet. But yeah, as Jack was saying, there's also a little range indicator. And probably in this build, it wasn't working because the range just reads 0000. Unless that's only active when you're, like, hovering over an enemy, like the sniper rifle does. So you know when, like, in the sniper rifle, whenever you are hovering over an enemy, it'll show distance? I think maybe it's associated with that.
It could be. Which means it could be just the DMR, then. But that's a big box for range, for just the DMR.
Yeah, so I don't know what... That was one reason that led me to believe that it might just be the HUD zoom.
Hmm.
But then why would there be the reticle and why would there be the little outer graphic there as well?
Just as a random thing to throw it out there, could it possibly be a remote-controlled rocket?
So the grenade launcher.
Well, yeah, but you're actually seeing...
The successor to the grenade launcher.
Yeah, but you're actually seeing from that point of view. So actually seeing... From the point of view of the bullet you fire. Yeah,
right. Well, the most, remote control-ish part of the grenade launcher was just when it detonated, right? So.
No, we had the range on the grenade launcher all the time.
You're talking about like the Valkyrie in Call of Duty, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Huh. I guess they could do something like that. It doesn't seem very Halo-esque, though.
No, it doesn't.
But do any of these things in these leaks look very Halo-esque? Ask yourself that.
The railgun does.
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me, you know.
No, it all looks Halo. It's just got some aspects that you could draw similarities from COD and Battlefield and other games from.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I'm kind of just playing devil's advocate. I mean, yeah, I think it all looks all right.
This game is still very much Halo. Very much Halo. They haven't lost that. Yeah. They've just added
I think that's like... It seems like every Halo game that's like made like in the development cycle, everyone's always fretting, oh, will it be Halo? Will it be enough like Halo? Does this feel like Halo? Like every single time.
Well, you do... I mean, do remember that a lot of the people that are working in this game either A, worked for Bungie, or B, were very, very avid Halo fans.
Yeah.
During that time. So they're not just going to go out and make a game
just
to sell and get money off of. They're going to make a game that they feel is Halo. And, I mean, face it, they're the standard for Halo now.
I mean, they're not a bunch of COD lovers. They're Halo lovers.
Right. I mean, most of them are there because it is Halo. Not because they just want to make a AAA title, but because it's Halo.
I mean, wouldn't that make you sick if you went to 343 Studios and saw them playing Modern Warfare 3?
Oh, yeah. I'd vomit.
Well, I mean, if they're doing research, right?
Research. Don't research that shit. What are you talking about? You don't want to base your game facetious. On that nonsense. Yeah.
He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
Acer. But yeah, Jesse, you make a good point, though. I mean, yeah, they're making, like... They're there to make Halo. They want to make Halo. Yeah. They don't want to make Yingbell. They want to make Halo.
But there is Yingbell confirmed in the game, apparently.
Yingbell really sounds like an arcade game. It really does.
Actually,
now.
It sounds something very Covenant-ish. Like Yip Yap. Yingbell, Yip Yap.
It's a new race. The Yingbells.
They seem like there's like these short little like dwarfish creatures that just will really annoy you. They'll kick your shins.
Yingbells.
Oh,
okay. Ah, there's a Yingbell on my foot. Get off.
Wow. We're taking this way too far.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of arcade games do kind of stupid titles.
Yeah.
Like, what does Fez even mean? Is it a guy from That 70s Show?
It sounds like Elo Milo, Yingbell, kind of
Elo Milo. Oh gosh, yeah. So all those like hipster games. Ugh.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Indie games. All right, we'll move on to screenshots.
Indie. Yuck.
Yeah.
Do I move on to the next screenshot?
Yeah. Indie, screenshot number two is the Spartan laser.
Yeah, looks like
confirmed.
It. Confirmed. That seems pretty. That seems pretty standard. Yeah. Move next screenshot.
Well, I mean, confirmed in terms of speculation, confirmed. But yeah, Spartan laser.
It looks pretty similar.
Number three, pistol.
He's reloading it, by the way.
Yes, he's reloading the pistol.
You could reload the pistol in Halo 4.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Huge news.
Let's see. Picture four.
The fourth one looks like Warthog.
And it looks a little bit different. There's little side things on the back now.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's a warthog with extra tusks.
Tusks. You see these two toe hooks? They look like tusks. Now, what kind of animals has tusks?
A Yingbell.
Oh, God.
One thing I mentioned in the notes that I wrote down, but we haven't hit yet, is... The screenshots for this third set looks like Capture the Flag, but the teams are yellow and green. They're not your typical red versus blue.
Maybe it's... Well, yeah, I was about to say four-way, but then there's only like
two
things.
Only two, so...
It could just be a custom game.
Yeah, but for Reach, the only two team colors you could pick were red and blue.
Well, I mean, I've always thought that it would be better if there was like four team capture the flag. I've always thought that'd be better.
Oh yeah, that's fine, but you can definitely tell by the indicators on the map that this is only a 2v2. But
base colors are green and yellow.
But I mean,
maybe they just do that to mix it up. I mean, why doesn't it be like a
But one of the reasons you do red versus blue is because they're on opposite ends of the color spectrum.
Yeah,
that's more than just a simple gameplay mechanic. That's because they're easier to differentiate.
But if you were gonna pick four colors for teams, you'd pick red, blue, yellow, green, wouldn't you?
Right, but
no, you'd pick Yingbell.
Okay, no, well, okay, red, blue, yellow, green, Yingbell. We'll have the Yingbell color. But it's like a horrible puce color.
But that still begs the question of.
No, but what I mean is, if there is that this like four team capture the flag, then this could be a custom game, in which case there could be yellow and green teams.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
I really want there to be four player capture the flag. I think that will be good, because then you'll actually need to have people defending your base.
Like from Halo 1. Did Halo 2 have four-player capture the flag?
It did. Right. It did as well, yeah.
Maybe if they bring that back. Because it seems like wraparound, depending on how it's laid out, would be a good candidate for four-flag.
You know, some like multi-team capture the flag would be awesome. Yes.
Agreed. Next screenshot is what looks like a respawn loadout for the yellow team.
Yep.
And from what I can tell by the little icons for the weapons, it looks like the Covenant Carbine is back.
Yeah, that's what the top one looks like, and then.
Oh, I'm so happy about that! I love that weapon. You know, they say perfect your BR. Bah! I say to that, perfect your carbine.
Carbine was just annoying though. Although it's great for montaging, it was easy for montaging.
I personally prefer the carbine over the needle rifle.
The thing is, what's the thing? Is the things on the right hand side of the weapons, are those going to be like your active power, like firepower thing? Do you think?
Possibly.
I think I should power up. Or you think I should power up?
Yeah, so like your extra, the tactical package, the armor ability, the grenade, maybe. I would assume so. That's where that extra info is going to be. And maybe that's just part of this build where it was wide enough to accommodate the extra stuff.
Well, what do the other titles say? Because I can't remember what the top one says. The second one says Sniper. The third one says Lancelot 9?
Something. I think those are just like some of the built-in default ones that they have.
Well, yeah, but it might explain what the weapon is. Obviously, the third weapon's the same as
the two we see in there are definitely the DMR and the carbine. We can't tell what the first one is because it's drowned out in white. But the other four that we can tell what they are.
Yeah.
I can't really tell though.
I can't tell at all. It's just a white bar for me.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about like the other descriptions of them.
Yeah, I honestly cannot. The affirmative.
Okay. So if you look at the two screenshots down for the initial one, it looks like the fourth one is it just says loadout 4.
Oh yeah, of course it does. It says loadout 4. The top one looks like it says pineapple now.
That's what I was thinking. I don't think it says that though.
The pineapple loadout. There's your Yingbell. Your Yingbell loadout.
The bottom one says marksman.
I was gonna add earlier. I didn't get to add it in. I definitely preferred the carbine to the Yingbell back in Halo 3.
We missed a screenshot. The one above it.
Well, I was just skipping down. But
yeah, that's just there's the yellow flag.
Yeah. There's the yellow flag, and if you go back to the first screenshot, you can tell it says defend for a flag that's on the point, and then it says capture for a flag that's you're trying to capture, and then there's this it says protect now whenever a flag is away. Like it didn't.
It probably just means that it doesn't have like touch respawn, so you just have to protect it for 15 seconds.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe. Yeah, I guess that's true. Because, well, if you look at this screen, you can see that it says protect, and then it says your distance from it. And then I guess there's another value on top, which is kind of washed out a little bit because of the background.
Yeah.
But that looks like it says maybe 3%, 2%, 3%. So, yeah, maybe it's...
I think it might be like the time, so you have to get close to
it. So would it say... I guess it might say something else if you actually have to stand on it to return it.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I think the percentages will always be there, because if you're standing on it, you want to know the percentages rather than just the bar.
Yeah, but would it still say protect? Always...
I think if it was just, like, touch, I don't know, because touch return is only in certain playlists.
Right.
I think it would still say protect, but probably just go straight from 0 to 100%.
So basically away. Whenever the flag's away, but the other team's not holding it, it says protect.
I think so.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
But protect in that sense, I think for like proper capture the flag, it's just going to, it may show the percentage. Because I've always found that was really annoying. Because obviously in playing MLG, you know, when it starts flashing, you got 5 seconds. But not many people know that if they haven't properly gone into the game.
Right.
If you had actually a percentage that everyone could see.
Well, and it flashes when someone's returning it, even though there's a 15-second return time. It still flashes when someone's returning it, so you don't know how far along that could be.
Yeah, I mean, that's our point. Someone just runs over it, it flashes, so your 5 seconds goes.
Right.
So you don't know then. So if it had a percentage or like a countdown timer from 15 to 0, that'd be good.
Right.
I think that'd be cool.
So, it depends on... Yeah, I'm wondering if there's going to be a separate thing, because you made me think that, okay, maybe there could be a different description on it, but I think it just says protect if it's away.
Yeah, I think that sounds more likely. But the number above it, that could be interesting. We'll see what that does.
Yeah, it's hard to tell which number is actually which, but I mean, one of them is definitely like your distance from it, and then the other one, I guess, could be like a timer. Like an actual visible timer instead of just the
percentage
right
complete.
Something like that. So, next screenshot we can see the, I think it's the initial loadout because it has the game type, the score to reach, and then the description of the game type. So yep. I'm assuming that's like the initial loadout screen.
Yeah, seems like it.
And then there's
wait, was it? Steal the. I'll just try and say steal the enemy flag, and well, I was just saying what happened to the flag is.
Yeah,
said something
exactly.
Interesting.
And then on the bottom right for your team, I'm guessing that's. I can't exactly tell what the text in there says.
Yeah, but there's only one team, isn't there?
No, it's yellow and green.
I can't see the yellow at all.
No, this is like the initial loadout. I think this has something just to specifically do with the team.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know if this is the gamer tag of the person that's playing, and it's just showing, okay, you're on green team.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe... Maybe, I don't know. I was going to say something like maybe. Clan or squad tag or something, but... I don't want to jump to...
Maybe, baby.
I just don't want to jump to too many conclusions there.
It says Warlord.
The bottom right?
Yeah, on the green. Warlord?
Oh, no, the second word's too small to say Lord.
No, I thought it was like one word. No, there's the L... O...
Oh. I guess. It doesn't quite look like that, though. But I can kind of see that, but I don't think it's that.
Because maybe this isn't like a capture the flag in that sense. Maybe it's just like a one flag thing, and you have to capture the flag as many times as you can in certain time limit.
Well, no, it definitely looks like two flag because you have to defend and capture. So you see the
but you see the
two reticles underneath the loadout selection, or not the reticles, the icons. So,
right, which one?
The same screenshot, the initial loadout. Under the loadout screen, you can see the capture and defend.
Oh, okay. I can't see that, but if you can, then that's fine. I can see the capture, but I can't see the defend.
But
I can see the... Oh, yeah, I can see it. Yeah, I can see
right.
it. You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's there.
They're both in the same one. Okay.
So, I don't know. That little thing down there is probably something of importance. We just can't tell what it is.
I think it might say Warlord, but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's probably the Ying Bell.
Okay, that joke is slightly getting reused now.
Yeah... I think there'll be one like used once every show, maybe.
Well, two or three times. Otherwise. Two or three times. But yeah.
Well, I've definitely used it more than that.
Next screenshot is the DMR.
DMR.
And we actually get a pretty decent view of this new map that we don't know what the name of it is.
Yeah. Looks quite a nice map though. I'm trying to see if I recognize any parts of it, but it looks like a completely new map.
It does. It looks like it's built into the side of a cliff or a mountain. A
mountain. Definitely mountain, then.
Right.
I wouldn't say a cliff.
Maybe a cliffside on a mountain. Bwah! Inception.
Oh, God.
This is a new map that hasn't been talked about anywhere. It's not wraparound. It's not... what was the other one?
Warhouse.
That joke's old now. So 3 different maps possibly, and I'm assuming since we've seen so many screenshots of this map that this map is probably going to be in there anyways. Because
you'd hope so.
I mean, you wouldn't work on a map to this much detail and not put it in the game, right?
Well, 343 maybe just be like, you thought so, but no
surprise.
Now the next screenshot.
Next screenshot. Kill cam. Screams kill cam.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes.
I'm all for kill cams. I love kill cams. But you know what people are going to say.
Call of Duty! Call of Duty! Yeah, I know. But it's interesting because
from some of the other
stuff that we've seen so far, it looks like you still have your death screen too, where you could cycle through. So it seems like this is going to be either game type specific, or you can customize whether or not when you die what you see.
Yeah, and there should be a way to turn kill cams off in certain game modes.
Right. So on one video I was watching somewhere, I've watched a lot of videos recently because of the leaks, but they were talking about how being able to fly around and go between your teammates might reveal a lot of information. So maybe by doing kill cams, you restrict the amount of information that you get.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a tactical reason for that. But you can almost say the inverse, because on the kill cam, you can actually see where some of the other players are possibly while they're killing you. So you might be able to call them out to your teammates as well.
Yeah.
So it's almost like pick the lesser of two evils at that point.
Who knows? But it does look like a kill cam. That's all we know.
Yeah, because it says killed by, it has the gamer tag, it has the emblem, it has what weapon they killed you with, and it's definitely the image of this person that's going around to kill you.
Now, the next one is a close-up of a ghost.
Ghost with a BR.
With a BR, so... What a nice-looking ghost.
And then the screenshot afterwards is... You get a better look at the little icon in the radar of what the ghost looks like.
I think it's just going to show... It just literally, there's like 3 dots. The 2 dots is the front, the 1 dot is the back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It looks like the shape of a ghost, almost.
Yeah.
So... And then there's the boost on the top left, where the grenades normally are, is where the boost for the ghost is going to be. So I'm assuming Ghost, Wraith, and then whatever other Covenant thing that they have, either Revenant or... what was the one in Halo 2?
Spectre?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Spectre. So Spectre, Revenant...
Prowler, anyone?
Prowler.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
No.
I hated Prowlers.
Useless. Useless.
They're just the worst vehicles ever. They're like screwed up bikes from Tron.
Wait, you talking about Chopper or Prowler, Jack?
Oh no, I'm talking about the Chopper. I don't know why I got confused.
Well, the Chopper was fine. The Prowler, on the other hand,
The Prowler was useless as well. But I hated the Chopper from maneuverability.
Wait, you hated it?
The Chopper was fine.
Useless.
Get to the Chopper.
I didn't think it was useless. I just didn't like it.
Chopper could tear up warthogs like nothing else.
I just didn't like it. No, but the Prowler was useless as anything.
Yeah. Man, I want them to bring back the Chopper. That was so much fun.
I guess I only find it fun in lava pits.
I don't think
they could, right?
I don't.
I think it's like a fan favorite. I really do. I really think it's a fan favorite. You know, it was so much fun, that Prowler. I mean, that should be the Chopper. I wish they would have had the Chopper and Halo Reach. I mean, there were brutes in Reach they could have. It's just, like, so much fun on multiplayer.
They could, but I don't see them bringing it back. Why not?
There's still brutes around. I just think it's just such a fan favorite. Like, it's a classic at this point, in a way, of Halo 3.
I don't think it struck that high of a tone with the community, though. I mean, yeah, it's a cool vehicle, but I don't think it's core to Halo in any way.
It's a nice idea. Not like the Mongoose. It's not like the Mongoose, which everyone loves.
Right. So.
Fine. You know,
not saying you're wrong, I just don't think it's going to come back, in my personal opinion.
You never know. Come on, right. Frankie, throw me a bone here.
All right, so this next screenshot, also, it looks like the death cam. This is why it looks like there's two options, because you have the bar down there to, like, cycle through which teammate you're looking at. So yep. That's one reason, I think, why it's going to be able to customize between either one that you want for whatever game type you have, is whether you're going to have the death cam or the kill cam.
Yeah.
Next screenshot, same thing, just a different angle. Yep. Oh, in the screenshot before, you could definitely tell it's a carbine on the person's back. Covenant carbine, yeah. Right there.
That's a big weapon.
Yep. In this next screenshot, does that look like a shade turret behind the guy?
Yes, it does. That looks like a mongoose to the left of the shade turret and a shade turret.
So shade turrets possibly are back in multiplayer, which is weird.
Actually, wait, no, it doesn't. It looks like one of the turrets by Snowbound. Like the ones that shoot you if you go outside the map.
Boy!
Yeah,
remember
those
that
ones.
Machinima?
Yeah, we remember. Yeah,
what do you think you're
going? Oh, yeah, that one.
Why do you think you're going? Yeah, but it looks like one of those ones, actually.
Boy!
Kind of does. Although, it looks like they're coming from down the left anyways, and it looks like you go wrecked because there's a flag indicator for defending over there anyways. So it looks like that really doesn't. I don't know. It looks more like a shade turret to me.
Well, it looks too big to be a shade turret. That's all.
Not really. That looks about the right size.
Maybe. Compared to the mongoose.
Yeah. It looks about right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Next one is just
battle rifle. And more of the map. What? Should we give that map a nickname?
We shall call it Cliff Jumper.
Cliff Jumper. Or how about Yingbell? This map is
no,
named Yingbell.
No, we're not calling it Yingbell. No.
Man, I even came up with that. Daft, you're slow.
Yingbell should just be like the code name for like things.
Things.
Boy.
Yingbell.
Yingbell.
Yeah, it could be like Cliffside. We'll call it Cliffside.
All right. or Snowy Vista.
Yeah.
Well, Wraparound and Warhouse are code names. Those aren't supposed to be the final names of the map, so we might as well just call it whatever we want.
I would hate it if that map was called Yingbell.
Watch it be called that now. That would be hilarious. It'd
be so awesome. We gotta have some Yingbell customs in Halo 4. Make a map or a game type called Yingbell.
Oh, I'll let you head out that committee, Daft. You can be in charge of that.
The Yingbell committee.
You can be in charge of that one.
So we're gonna be like the next like Griffball hub, like Yingbell hub. Like Yingbell is gonna be like the next like big like spin-off takeoff, like the next Griffball in a sense.
So Daft.
No. I mean, not like Griffball, but like this, you know, this custom that just takes off, like it becomes its own matchmaking playlist, like Yingbell, like Catch the Disease.
So how does one play Yingbell?
Well, we'll
have to figure that out.
Yeah, figure that out. Yeah, I mean, we have a loose concept of what Yingbell is. It just has to come together, so to speak.
It's still interesting to see how
it's still
Griffball evolved from one line of a Machinima series based off of the game.
Well.
So it's definitely possible.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, Jess?
Yingbell.
Because I know some particular people at 343 listen to this show.
I might come up with an idea for the mole using Ying Bell.
Goodness gracious. The mole will make its triumphant return.
Well, that's the plan.
Dun dun dun.
Now, the next screenshot, I have to say, that Spartan looks like Bumblebee. That head looks like Bumblebee.
Kind of does, yeah. It does look like Bumblebee from Transformers. The next screenshot, you didn't even tell what the guy was on. He's on a turret, and the third-person view is definitely, like, back and above the person. It's not the third-person side view that we've seen in, like, Halo 2 or something, but this is up and above the guy. And it looks like there's also holds something to, like, detach turret. So turrets are detachable, it looks like.
Yep.
Yay for detachable turrets.
Well, turrets had to be detachable. They always have to be.
They weren't in Halo 2 or Halo 1.
You're a freaking Spartan. You can rip a turret off easily enough.
You know how long it took me to set that up? just go. Just leave.
Just take my turret. God damn it.
Take my turret, you damn Yingbell.
I want matchmaking to come back. I missed that series.
That and pregame lobby.
They both need to come back.
No.
That's my favorite one from matchmaking.
I know. I hear it enough times.
It's probably because I'm singing it whenever I get a no-scope, because those are rare.
It's not that hard. You aim, you point, and you shoot.
Yeah, it's the pointy thing that doesn't work very well.
It's the pointing with my controller.
You guys remember, like, pre-game lobby, right? Like, use the bulldozer. It's like the hacker guy.
Yeah. I didn't watch it that much pre-game lobby. I watched matchmaking.
It was like the Hannah Montana army with Commander Melander. And there's that one, like, the sniper guy, Texas guy, who was, like, secretly gay or something, right? Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it. I have to go back and watch it.
It was a really great series.
There were lots of little good gems.
They had some live action. They actually had some live action parts in it, which were pretty hilarious.
You know what's a good Machinima series? Like
at their houses and stuff.
It's kind of old, but it's still good. The Codex. That was a good Machinima series.
Wasn't that like serious?
Yeah, but it was very well done.
I generally only like the comedic ones.
It was still really well done, though.
Yeah.
There was always a problem with serious Machinimas, it's great if you can try it, and it's great if you can succeed, but you've really got to trust in, like, the imagination of people to lose themselves in the fact they're still actually watching Halo characters just bob their heads up and down if you're doing a serious Machinima.
Yeah.
Which is why it just works better.
I mean, Red vs. Blue has some serious parts in it.
But they use, like, CGI stuff now.
Well, before CGI, they had some serious parts in it.
They cheat at it.
Look at seasons 6, 7, and 8. They had serious parts with the whole...
But the core is still based on comedy.
Right.
It's just, you can always throw serious moments in there. I mean, you see serious moments in every comedy film. Because you have to.
Right.
Otherwise, how are you going to tell the story? But, I mean, you know, it's still based on comedy. It's just they have some serious moments in there.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Sandtrap needed just a little more sand. Maybe like 2 cubic tons, like just right over there.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, last 2 screenshots.
3 screenshots. There's 3. 4 wrap around.
Oh, yeah. I missed one.
But, the third to last screenshot, we have a picture of what looks like either the grenade pistol or the rocket pistol. It's the one that we saw in the trailer.
That's not a rocket pistol to me.
And, well, I thought of it like kind of as a compact RPG, in a sense. But according to an article on HaloLessons.it and in the video that we'll talk about here in a minute, apparently, it has a similar detonation mechanism as the grenade launcher in Halo Reach does.
Yeah.
So you can either hold the trigger to do a timed detonation, or you can just pull and let it go, and it'll just explode on impact.
But does it stick to walls, or does it bounce off walls?
I don't know. And once we get to the video, I want you guys to tell me what you think.
Because in the trailer, it looks like it sticks.
Yeah, and in this leaked video, it looks like it sticks as well.
Which is good, because then you can just use it as a mine kind of thing.
Kind of reminds you of a machinima idea that we need to work on, doesn't it, Jack?
Perhaps.
The last two screenshots are just the assault rifle and more wraparound. Nothing special.
Just a bit of wraparound.
Yeah. Do the reach around. Oh, yeah.
Do a bit of a reach around. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Enough.
Fine. All right. So last thing we have for the night is a leaked video that came out from HaloLessons.it as well. And some talking... You guys have both watched it, or do you need to watch it real quick?
Yeah, I've watched
Daft.
It.
The video? I watched it, right. Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I thought he sprinted really fast compared to the sprinting and reach.
Yeah, so that was one thing that...
Which feels like... sometimes the sprinting and reach, like... It feels like it doesn't last long enough sometimes, in my opinion.
Well, if you look at the little... And the indicator on the thing that's above the radar, I'm guessing that's what's showing how much sprint you have. And it doesn't go down at first. So it looks like you're able to sprint at quote-unquote full speed for a little bit. And then as you run, your sprinting slows down.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Good
a guess as anybody's.
The assist thing... is just that's a, we've seen that before though because we've seen.
I think that says assist. I couldn't really tell.
No, I'm pretty sure it does, and I'm pretty sure we've seen that before.
Yeah. So not exactly sure, but could be.
Yeah, it definitely says assist. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. But obviously not on that kill because he's still shooting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We saw the kill cam, we knew that. And fall damage is back.
Fall damage is back. It was not in Halo 3, right?
I think it was.
It was Halo 2 that didn't have it. It was Halo 2 that didn't have it, alright.
Mm.
But if you look at the video, it doesn't seem like you can fall very far before you get fall damage.
And it did take away quite a bit of the shields, didn't it?
It took away all the shields, it looked like.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that means the height difference is changing now for the jump for taking fall damage. I guess it's more realistic, but you mean if you think about these are being super futuristic soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got to think that if that much is going to take that much away, you're not going to have many of these big jumps, are you? Because you know, the maps are going to be quite low.
Yeah, you can't have man cannon jumps like you could in a lot of Halo 3 maps.
Yeah, you just die as soon as you hit.
Right.
So, I mean, I think there's something amiss there. I think we're missing something.
Probably.
Because I don't think they would make full damage that bad.
You wouldn't think so.
No.
I mean, maybe there was something exploded behind him.
Perhaps. Or maybe it was part of the rocket pistol.
Well, he wasn't holding out the pistol at the time.
No, I mean, like, someone else.
Oh, maybe. But the thing was, his screen didn't flash red to anything else but the fall, so it seems like it's purely fall damage.
Well...
It's hard to tell.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And then, obviously, the final bit, you see some of the grenade and the rocket pistol,
grenade,
whatever.
Grenade, pistol, rocket pistol, whatever.
But we can't see any explosions, really.
Right.
So... All we know is it's in the game. That's about it.
Also near the beginning, Grunt birthday party skull for.
Oh
for,
yeah.
For armor effect.
Well, we knew that was coming in.
Yeah, I mean look at everyone who uses it in Reach.
Yeah, I don't.
Everyone likes to hear the little kiddies go yay, and see a bunch
of
confetti.
For me, it was just a case of killing the grunts, and like campaign runs was fun doing that. That was always fun. Wasn't in actual matchmaking, because I didn't really notice it there.
Yeah.
But everywhere else, it's fun, especially in Firefight. But that's not going to be here, so.
Well, I mean, we will have something like Firefight with the Spartan Ops.
Pretty simple. Which apparently can go on for years.
According to Frankie, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm really wondering how that's going to work, because unless they have some way to forge maps on the fly and have these scenarios that are somewhat different, I mean, you can't have that many different scenarios for something like this, but you would have to change up the play spaces.
I thought they said that every single month it recycles at one point.
Yeah, I heard that it does recycle at some point.
I thought it was every single month it recycled, so it didn't matter if you missed a day, you could go back and play it again.
The only thing I can think of that would make that be able to do that is they have some drastic update to Forge where they can actually generate new terrain on the fly.
That would be interesting.
Forge 3.0, Epic Forge, something like that.
That's going to be a topic in its own for a later part.
Once they release info on that, we are all over that.
Yeah.
So.
And theater options will be similar.
In terms of theater options, I don't think we can really get much more out of theater, can we?
Well, four-player theater possibility, don't know.
Well, I guess one thing that would be nice to do is something how Call of Duty does it, where you can actually put camera angles and actually do time sequences. And that would actually make recording Machinima a lot easier, because then you can go in-game, you generate a scene setup, and have the camera fly around for you, and then you just hit record on your capture card, and you're done.
Pretty much.
That would make Machinima a whole of a hell lot easier.
But we'll see.
We shall see.
E3? E3's on the way?
E3's on the way, although we're just going to get a lot of campaign stuff, I feel. I don't think we're going to get much information about multiplayer or anything else.
You know, just poke Frankie. And poke just say, Frankie?
Hey.
Just keep poking him until he says something. Even if it's just security. Anyway. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for the screenshots.
It's supposed to be a bit longer than we thought.
Alright, so that pretty much concludes this show. We were going to do some voicemails, but this show has actually gone on a little longer than we planned, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up for this show.
Come on, throw them a freaking
bone.
We'll
play them later. We went a little over for this show, so we need to wrap this up. And I got to get this pushed out tonight anyways. So, Monday, which is actually tomorrow, actually today... By 7 minutes today, there is the E3 press conference. So make sure you check that out at 12:30 Eastern.
Don't fuck this up again.
I said 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific AM. So make sure you tune in. It's going to be on...
I've seen 12:15, sir. I've seen 12:15 and 9:15.
12:15 if you want... Well, they're going to do a little bit of pre-show before then, but the keynote actually starts at 12:30. They're starting broadcasting 15 minutes early just to get stuff ready. But the thing actually starts at 12:30. So
Eastern, 9:30 Pacific.
Right.
What guys, what's Central and Mountain time?
Central would be 11, Mountain would be 10.
-1, -2.
Exactly.
Guys, what's Greenwich
Mean time? We're not going there.
+5:30. So that'd be 5:30 p.m. Wow, you guys get it like super late. Jeez.
Yeah.
So make sure you check it out, because Halo 4 is going to be opening the keynote or the press conference.
Which we can neither confirm nor deny.
According to Jess, yes. Even though she just came out and said that it was going to be.
Yeah.
So and we were told in other places that it was going to be anyways. So make sure you're there. If you're not there, or if you're busy with work like I am, make sure you go and check it out after you get back home.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy with school. Damn it. School.
Hopefully, seriously, hopefully I can...
Everyone listening, school. So, I need to look at that when I get home.
I'm hoping that I can take my lunch break during that time and actually go watch it. So
yeah, take your lunch break. Yeah,
that's what I'm hoping.
With your little Hot Pocket meal. Yeah, I
Hot
know.
Pocket meal?
You mean with your little
ready made your ramen? I don't know, like.
Wow. Anyways, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Next show will be tomorrow, and then the show after that will be on Thursday to wrap up E3. So, I think that wraps this up. You guys have anything else to say about anything we talked about today?
Not really. I think we pretty
long
much
live the Ying
long
Bell.
Live the Ying Bell. All right, that's good enough. So, until next time, guys, keep on fragging that Ying Bell.
Yep, fragging Ying Bells.